A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Let's consider Mary Magdalene in this passage. Mary Magdalene is a good example for us Dominican preachers. She had great news to share, and she went off and shared it. She went into the whole world, her whole world, and announced the resurrection to every creature, that is, the apostles, and I suppose anyone else who would listen. We have often referred to Mary Magdalene as the first of us preachers. Where is our world? Obviously, we cannot spread the news that is precious to us to every single creature, every single place in the whole world. But I believe we can consider this our duty. That is, to share whatever we can share with whoever we meet in our own little corner of the world. And who are those creatures? Oh my, they are our family members, our friends, both close and mere acquaintances. They are our business partners and fellow workers. They are those who rub us the wrong way. They are those who do us ill. They are the imprisoned, the members of society who terrorize us, even those who are filled with evil tendencies. Did Jesus really mean for us to share the good news with all of the above? Yes, and it takes our generous hearts, our creativity, our ability to stretch and forgive. It takes us to a level of appreciation of all creation, the beauties of nature, the animals in the forest, the fishes in the ocean, the air, the water, the holding of the mystery of all life, the grasping of each moment as gift, the exerting of energy to hold another in love, to work tirelessly to make our world a better place. Yes, let us be like Mary. Let us run to that place of need. Let us skip to the music of resurrection. Let us blurt out what we have seen and touched. Let us welcome the other into our faith fiber and warm them with what we have seen and believed in whatever way that is possible, and it surely will look different in each situation. Then perhaps the gospel can be realized throughout the whole world.